It's Thursday, November 3rd, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 2 years ago, China extended control over Hong Kong with a new national security law. Last Thursday, Hong Kong sentenced the first Christian pastor for sedition under that law. Pastor Gary Peng Moon-Yen faces over a year in prison for criticizing the government's treatment of activists and protesters. Peng has been known for praying for revival and religious freedom in Hong Kong since China's political takeover. Kroger, an American supermarket, must pay $180,000 to settle a religious discrimination lawsuit. The case involved two employees who declined to wear aprons celebrating sexually perverted lifestyles. Kroger did not accommodate the two women's religious objections to the outfit and instead disciplined and fired them. As part of the settlement, Kroger agreed to, quote, create a religious accommodation policy and provide enhanced religious discrimination training to store management, end quote. A new study from the Crime Prevention Research Center identified 135 attacks on pro-life institutions and people since the leak of the U.S. Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. By contrast, 6 pro-abortion people were attacked during the same period. Pro-life people and groups have been shot, firebombed, vandalized, stolen from, and threatened. However, the media and the U.S. Justice Department have paid little attention to these attacks compared with attacks on pro-abortion people. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 11 says, because the sentence against an evil deed is not executed speedily, the heart of the children of man is fully set to do evil. The pandemic era saw big gains for tech companies. Now, top tech companies like Alphabet, Microsoft, Meta, and Amazon are reporting weak third-quarter earnings, sending their stock down. The world's 20 richest tech billionaires lost over $480 billion collectively this year. On the other hand, oil companies have made record profits this year. President Joe Biden even threatened oil companies with higher taxes on excess profits if they don't work to cut gas prices. The latest American Family Survey confirms yet again that one of the happiest demographics in the United States is married mothers. 33% of married mothers aged 18 to 55 reported they were completely satisfied with their lives compared with 15% of single women with no children. Another demographic reporting high levels of happiness were conservative women compared with liberal women. Conservative women were also more likely to be married and happy with their family life than liberal women. Psalm 113 verse 9 says, God gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. The latest survey from Arizona Christian University's Cultural Research Center found that most Americans support traditional moral values, but less than half of Americans who support traditional moral values also embrace biblical morality. Most Americans believe what a person feels in their heart or majority rule should define right and wrong. Only 29% said the Bible should define morality. Another large United Methodist Church congregation is leaving the mainline Protestant denomination. Many churches have been leaving the United Methodist Church over the issue of homosexuality. Miles Stevens with Christ Church Memphis in Tennessee told the Christian Post that their decision to leave was driven by, quote, decades of failed efforts to reconcile firmly held foundational but oppositional beliefs among member churches within the United Methodist Church, end quote. And finally, speaking of Tennessee, the state's college football team has jumped up in the rankings to the number 2 spot. Hendon Hooker, the Tennessee Volunteers senior quarterback, is now a contender for the Heisman Trophy. He's carried the team through an undefeated season so far, including a high-profile win over the Alabama Crimson Tide. Hooker is an outspoken Christian and told reporters Monday about how he prays before games.
It's the same prayer every time. I'm a routine type of guy, praying over my family, thanking God for safe travel, praying over my brother, praying for his game and their safety, praying that God touches my mind, my hands, my feet to just go out there and do what he's blessed me to do, to put on the show.
He also listens to gospel music before games and reads a devotional with one of his teammates. He and his brother Alston published a book last year entitled The ABCs of Scripture for Athletes, with some of their family's favorite memory verses. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, November 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.